Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Caldwell. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Folks, I'll tell you what. You're talking to somebody who has solved a problem for people who live in cold weather. We're going to learn all about run gloves. We're going to learn about Cooper Peterson. But first of all, I got to tell Cooper, big shout out to you. We just checked. When was the very first date that you protected your IP? It was 518 days ago.
It's a long time ago.
Well, you know, you and Allie and Samuel and some other people from Cedarville, you were some of the first.
And I think so.
Yeah, man. And you know, with being an entrepreneur now, we'll learn a little bit about your story, but you know that you have to take action and you got to balance this whole thing between action and protection.
Absolutely. And,
yeah, let's talk about your invention. Do you have any near you?
If not, yeah, you know what? I'll grab it right here.
You grab one. Because folks, I'm telling you, some of you are listening only, which is totally fine. Some of you are watching, but we're going to explain it with words, what the product is. And here's what the story is. He found a problem. And you, let's tell the story. You basically were in cross country.
Yeah, so I went to Cedarville for 5 years, stayed an extra year, loved it so much, partly because KO had an awesome entrepreneurship program, but ran cross-country track for 5 years. Cedarville, for all y'all who don't know where that is, that's in the middle of Ohio, middle of the cornfields. It's just flat as a pancake, and you know, it gets pretty cold out there in January, and so essentially, I guess I just got hands that get cold quickly. But I found I was writhing on the floor of my locker room, clenching my fingers, and I was like, my hands are so cold. The rest of my body was fine, but my fingers were colder than everything else. And so I was like, there has got to be a better way to do this. I bought premium running gloves and talked to some teammates, saw what they were doing with their gloves when they were running. People were experiencing this problem. And so that's one of the first steps in entrepreneurship, right? Identifying the problem and seeing, you know, if anyone else is experiencing the same thing.
I love it. So you've basically realized, and I've probably heard your pitch a dozen times, but I love it each time. And you basically talk about the digits being surface to air, more exposure, getting colder faster. You had this original prototype. How you're holding the new one, but how different? Because I want people to realize, like, you don't have to wait for perfection to get started. And a lot of people think that, I got to go through so many iterations. Your first example compared to, hold up that example right now. I mean, hold up, you got the bag. Show the bag, though. Like, you got the bag that's, like, branded, you know, with the signs. Tech,
little signs and hang tags and all that. Exactly. Yeah, so my very first, so actually I pitched Cedarville's pitch competition.
Yes.
And the prototype that I presented was prototype probably number 20.
It was a sock. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Basically it was. I mean, I had the way that this sort of started was I went to my grandma who has some, you know, she's kind of a wizard when it comes to sewing. And I was like, hey, grandma, can you help me with a project? Should take probably 2 hours. I spent 40 hours over the course of a week in her basement. She's helped me create prototypes. And, it's a long story short, but what I presented was a prototype I got more of from a manufacturer, a small manufacturer.
Yeah.
And it wasn't perfect, but it proved the concept in a way.
I'm so proud of you, man. Like, you literally have now put on the gloves themselves. Can you hold up the gloves? Cause
yeah, for sure.
Like, you literally have a stamp on the front of both one, like you got the G.
Yep.
You got the G on one.
And the gloves on the other. It's it's like a 3M reflective tape. So, like, you know, because people in the winter when they run, they're running outside and typically if you're working normal hours, you get off work and it gets dark. And so it allows for if you're in low light conditions for if, you know, a car's headlight hits you and makes you a little bit more visible.
Wow.
Allows you to run like a natural running form, right? So allows you to stick your hand in. It decreases the surface area to volume ratio, increases heat retention, and it is like a sock in a way, but it fits your hand.
But see, I think the best things in the world are simple, like Uber, right? DoorDash, paperclip, binder clip. You know, sometimes we think, oh my gosh, I got to create Tesla and a Cybertruck. And, you know, that's just a lot of mini inventions for sure. But sometimes it's the things that we use every day. Like, try traveling today without Uber. It's like really tough, you know?
Exactly. It's solving. People just want functionality. I mean, it depends on who your target audience is, right? Runners, they want to get through the run. They want to be able to train in cold weather conditions and not have to worry about having to go back early because they can't feel their fingers anymore, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's we want to solve a problem, identify it, and solve it as you know, as easily as you can.
Was gloves.com taken?
Yes, gloves.com is taken.
Yeah. That's fine. So you bought Run Gloves.
So Run Gloves, yeah. And I made a lot of mistakes when I first started this.
I think Gloves is a great name though. I really do, because they Spanx. You know, like Sarah Blakely, I don't know if you know the story, but she was at the she was filing her trademark, and she had it, I think, as Spanx with an X, with a K. And she said, no, we need it with an X because, you know, it's different. And your gloves, I think, is genius. But what were the mistakes you were saying?
Well, I made a lot of mistakes. But one of the things I've learned is bifurcating your brand from your actual product. Mm. And so I bought the domain, so the domain rungloves.com. And that's sort of the name of the company. And I took gloves and running with that. Gloves Arctic Pros is the name of the actual product. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different things. And as a student, I'll just say this. I know it's sort of a side note, but starting a business as a student and just diving head first was one of the greatest educational experiences I've ever had.
Yeah.
And made a lot of mistakes, but that's fine, right? You learn from it, you pivot, and you figure it out. And so I've been grateful for your mentorship throughout this process. I mean, Carrie, you were the guy that I was, you know, I guess 2 years ago when I first got into entrepreneurship, you were one of the guys that got me plugged in and mentored me through this process. So
yes,
really appreciative of you in that respect.
Well, listen, it was a joy because we do have billion-dollar companies now using instant IP, and we have brand new startups. I think you're somewhere in the middle because you honestly have a product, you have proof of concept, you have clients. You know, we have people that literally are sitting in a room. You've seen it happen. They're in my office and they come up with an idea and I'm like, oh my gosh, hold on. And then we go protect it. And I'll tell you why this is important, Cooper. You don't need to know the details because I don't want to throw somebody under the bus. But let's just say this. It came about in the last 30 days that with the next pitch competition, somebody tried pitching somebody else's idea. And we don't know their motives. Wow. We're not going to judge them or anything. But I'll tell you what, we went back to Instant IP and we basically said, hold on, this person has had their idea. I think their idea isn't 518. I think their idea is, I'm going to say 410, 410 days ago. But wow, the fact that we have it timestamped, the fact that like the idea is there, the logo's there, the concept is there, that's really all you need. And then look, could we go to war with this other student? Yes. Do we want to? No. I don't want to go to war with anybody, you know, but right, you know that I had to change my company name. We won't say the original name, but I had to change it to Instant IP in July because I got a letter from a company in Netherlands, multi-billion dollar company, that said, look, we know we didn't show up on your radar. We know that the USPTO already gave you a trademark, but we're in an oppositional period. We're going to take you to court, or you can pay us license fees for the rest of your life, or you can rebrand. And I'm like, I'm rebranding. I said, I'm rebranding. And the reason why though, I had to do all this is because they had proof that they were there first. And when you're talking about proof, Cooper, why do you feel comfortable with instant IP and blockchain and a timestamp and a smart contract? Sure. Like, I know you're kind of like, whatever, you know, a lot compared to the average person. I've studied this like crazy, but why even just in your, you know, new knowledge of it, why did it make sense?
Yeah. So I think I want to answer this more from a personal level, because I think explaining a little bit of the story behind it and my experience will provide some good context here. So right now I work for a company called Ideal Strategic Partners. I talk with entrepreneurs all day long.
Nice.
And people come to us with all different ideas, and you know, what they've done is different with each of their projects. And so I speak with them, understand where they're at with things. And one of the things that I've noticed in my experience working for ISP is we get a lot of people that come in, they have an amazing idea. A lot of them, maybe blue collar America, middle class, and they spend all of their money on a patent.
We're talking
all 30, of their money,
20 to 30K, 88% rejection rate. You know,
right.
I'm
right.
Yeah.
And so that's what, unfortunately, one of the misconceptions that is in our industry is that you need to go and get a patent. That's the first thing that you need to do. And that's, ooh, that's really not the case in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, patents are useful. Protecting your idea is certainly useful, but the first thing that you should do for somebody who's following a lean startup method, someone who doesn't have deep pockets, you're spending all your money on a patent. The focus is just completely different. You are focused on protecting yourself instead of providing value for others. And I think entrepreneurship is about providing value for others. And so I could go deeper into this, but for me, in my experience with Glubs, I was a college student when I started this, right? And I'm trying to get through college as it is. I'm not going to put down 20 grand and try to get a patent for it. That it doesn't make any sense. If I had 20 grand for a business, I think there's a lot more useful things that can be done to prove out the concept, yes, before going through the process of, you know, of getting a patent. And so, but again, Dr. Oberbrunner, I mean, we know that protecting your idea is important. And so that's what I really like about instant IP, is that it is affordable to the person who is just starting a business to protect their idea, to get it on the blockchain, to get it timestamped, so that you have the proof that you actually were the one to come up with the idea first. It's on the blockchain, it's immutable. And I'm sure you could go more in depth on the details of that. But for me, I would say instant IP was peace of mind.
That's cool.
Knowing that it's protected on the blockchain, it's up there. I don't have a patent, but I'm not worried about it.
That's right.
So that's what instant IP has done for me, for sure.
That's probably one of the deepest concepts, and I hope Sheila on our team uses that as the takeaway, the short reel. But what you just said, when you're starting out or at any point in your business, if you're more focused on protecting you than adding value to your customer, you're in the wrong line of thinking.
Absolutely.
I think that is so true. So yeah, we realized that your idea was so simple, just like Kim Cook with No Flip Clip or Aaron Perry with Ultralight. Ideas don't need to be crazy hard, complicated. But I want to show people your website here, because the product looks amazing and you've really developed the product. I remember when your website first came out, it was not as intense. You didn't have a lot of models showing the gear. Now you have like all different types of slick photos and, you know, people in the wild using your stuff. I love it. In the wild. You got reviews. I mean, this is what normal business growth looks like. And, you know, we have essentially a protected by instant IP sticker that you can now put in your product. And the beauty of that is when you order these for $49.99 retail right now, which, by the way, is great, because your competitive people out there, They're not all that Nike, like you're crushing them in terms of even design and product. Talk about that. Like, are you priced pretty good in the market? I know you have a unique product.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So there's a lot of different running gloves out there. A lot of different ratings for how cold they're supposed to go. Mm. I paid $50 or $60 for a pair of running gloves that didn't work. And the way I view price, it's a combination of value and cost, right? Mm-hmm. So value, when I think of, and you know, we've done some market research on this as well. That's a whole nother conversation. We interviewed nearly 1,000 people through a Google form. And this fell within the price range. But what is it? What does having warm hands on a run, what would that value be? Knowing that every time you went out on a run, you would have warm hands. Your hands wouldn't be numb or freezing.
Oh, yeah.
That's really understanding. One of the things that we talk about all the time at Ideal Strategic Partners is it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think. It matters the person who's going to be taking, you know, one of these out on a run. It matters what they think. Who's going to take out their card or their wallet to pay for it.
Yep.
And so that's really where we like to price, right? Because at the end of the day, it matters what they think the value is for it.
I love that. Our friend Scott Moffitt. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole cool story there that when I recently interviewed both of you, so cool. You know, he was a judge at the pitch. He heard your idea. You formed a relationship. You went down and interned with them. I mean, there's a whole amazing story just by taking action. And we love Scott. He's a friend of Cedarville for sure. But look at this, created June 2023. And yeah, I love it. I love it. And, you know, you protected the concept. So you had a little bit of a drawing. You protected the actual product itself and you protected the logo. And so, yeah, even if you were like, coming in and buying three instant IP smart contracts, you're looking at less than $300. But what this could do is I'll tell you what it did do. It created a fence around your intellectual property, just like a thief. Okay. This is true, by the way, Cooper, we've done the studies. We've interviewed thieves. No, I'm kidding. But, but if you talk to thieves and you say, look, you have two houses that you can steal from. You have one house that you drive by and you're not sure if there's any protection around the house. There's no fence. There's no security system. There's no floodlights. There's no guard dog. There's not even a deadbolt on the door. And then you go by another house, same house, looks the same way. There's a fence. There's a dog. There's a protected by, you know, a security system. There's a deadbolt. Now, the thieves will tell you we are not stopping at the one that has protection.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and that's really what we're talking about. And that's one type of protection thinking. The other thinking is like what we just talked about, where somebody essentially just gets your package. Let's call it the other student who's like, they look at it and they're like, $49.99? Man, we could create these for a lot less. Well, A, that's a lie because they don't understand all the time, all the testing you've done, all the perfection you've done. The branding. I mean, they're paying for years of thinking and research. But let's just say somebody comes along and says, "We could do this for $29.99." Well, when they get that protected by Instant IP with a QR code and you scan it, and it takes you to the blockchain. They're gonna think twice. Right. What do you think?
No, I absolutely agree, because. If you think about it, it's the same thing with the thief analogy. Yeah. They can go online and they can see that this was put on the blockchain 518 days ago. And they know that everyone else can go and look at the same thing.
Yep.
And so even if even if there is, let me put it this way, even if there is no, you know, legal at this point in time ramifications for them, I could put it out there and say, look, somebody is actually copying what I've been doing. This is not the actual real gloves.
Yeah.
And I can prove it to people. And I think it builds the credibility of it as well. Right. Because they can see the sticker, the QR code. Yeah. Well, this guy he's on the cutting edge. He's on, you know, instant IP. He's on the blockchain, right?
He takes himself and his product seriously. And think about it. If what they say is, if this guy takes his stuff so seriously, he's going to back it up. And we don't want to go to war. And what we have since we've protected you 518 days ago, we have a book now that's co-written by Catherine Rubino of Caldwell, the fastest growing law firm in America 5 years in a row. So now the idea is protected inside the book. The USPTO has had me talk to Congress, where they're now, I don't know if you know all that, but that's pretty slick. The video is right on Instant
IP. I didn't
know that. Yeah. If you go to instantip.today/about, there's me talking to Congress. There's Harvard. There's the American Bar Association. And then there's me. And and I don't say that to pat myself on the back, but here's what the government realizes. I'm going to show this quick graphic to you because I don't even know if you've seen this. We got to get you to this. But I know we'll wrap here in a minute, but I want people to realize I'm not taking down patents, copyrights, and trademarks. I don't know if you can see this. Can you see this a little bit?
Yeah, I can see it.
So this is in the new book. I came up with this chart. Patents are fine. I've patented Instant IP, two patents. It cost me a crud load of money. And why did I do it? Because sometimes you don't need a fence. Sometimes you need the Great Wall of China. Okay. So I'm not against a patent, but I'm saying it's not your first step. You know, it's probably not even your 50th step. Like, I love what you said today. I'm going to take that away forever and quote you. I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, that was so good. Because you said, like, with limited money, invest in adding value to the customer, not in saying, oh, I have a piece of paper that's a patent that, and by the way, Cooper, every one of these things that I'm showing for the listener, patent, trademark, copyright, instant IP, patents are 1 to 3 years, 30K, trademarks, 12 to 18 months, 3K with a lawyer, copyright, 2 months, $500 with a lawyer, instant IP, $97, one click. You can literally go from smartphone to smart contract in 1 minute. And this is some other cool stuff, Cooper, that you probably don't know about. You see this little superscript IP?
Yeah.
Now, we didn't just make that up. We filed that with the government. So now anytime you use gloves, you could use a superscript IP, which tells the world, like we have this now as a certificate in writing, it tells the world that there's a blockchain smart contract backing that. Like, this is what's called a certification mark, like Idaho potatoes. You can't put Idaho potato stamp on a potato that's not an Idaho potato. You'll get sued. You can't put a superscript IP on anything on the planet except if it's backed with instant IP. Is that cool?
That's amazing. And to think that, you know, this is a viable option. You have the government understanding it, you know, adopting it in a way, seeing the need for it. And just to think that this is, I feel like this, to me, at least in my experience, this is the door for startup companies to get into IP protection. Right.
Well, you got me thinking. I need to go.
Absolutely.
I need to go to hackathons and startups. All but you're 100% correct. And the craziest thing in the world, we have a company called Personal AI that has 8 patents. They came to Instant IP and said, we want to actually put our patents on Instant IP. And we're like, really? They said, absolutely. We want to digitize it. And we want the whole world to know that it's now in a smart contract too. So if we ever sell the company, we can just transfer this smart contract as an asset. And I'm like,
wow.
So yeah, to me, I want people to realize, A, I got to say this, and I know we got 1 minute left. There's nothing today that's legal advice. So don't take Cooper or me as legal advice. But I will tell you this, all of those 4 things that you just saw have to be defended. So in other words, the fact that I have 2 patents doesn't mean the whole world's like, oh, you're amazing. They're going to try to still fight me. And I have to-
Every successful product has a knockoff. Every single one.
Yes. So that's what I want people to realize. It's not like, oh, you put a QR code in your product and the whole world's like, oh, no. But now what you have is you have something that's defendable. Absolutely. Prior to that, you have nothing.
Absolutely.
So it's like, would you rather have nothing or instant IP? So Cooper, I am so proud of you. I want everyone to go to your website, rungloves.com, rungloves.com, and get, especially during this holiday season or really any season, get the shirt, get the gloves. What else do you want to say before we close today?
Yeah, KO, it's been incredible to see the evolution of Instant IP. I mean, I know you've been working on it far before I met you, but just to see where it was then, 518 days ago, and where it is now, you're doing some amazing stuff. And just appreciate all this, all you've done to mentor me in this process as well and get me set up. So I really appreciate it.
Super excited for you. I know you're going big places, and big congrats to Scott Moffitt for mentoring you this next season. All right, folks, thanks for joining us today, and protect your ideas. They are valuable. We'll see ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today and caldwelllaw.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.